The Supreme Court in Mexico has decriminalized abortion in a unanimous ruling that struck down a state law punishing women who underwent the procedure. This decision has set a legal precedent for abortions nationwide. Joining us now to talk more about the ruling is journalist David Agron in Mexico City. Welcome.
Good to be with you.
Good to have you. All right, can you just first start us off by telling us the significance of this ruling? I mean, practically speaking, when it comes to access to abortion in Mexico going forward.
Sure. Mexico right now has abortion decriminalized in four of the 32 states. What had happened previously is that the Supreme Court basically had a ruling that allowed states to make their individual health decision. So that meant that led to some states having abortion legal and some not. What this does is it sets a precedent, and basically the court spelled out specifically that criminal sanctions for abortion are unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. This is based on a ruling in the state of Coahuila, which is in the north and borders Texas. And it's basically what it means from now going forward is that future decisions, if someone wants to seek, it's not like the U.S. where there will be a precedent and that means everything changes, but the state has to change its law, and basically if future cases come, this is the precedent that will be applied.
Okay. Well, Mexico, I mean, it's a largely Catholic country.
Yes.
How much does this decision fall in step, you think, with how most Mexicans view abortion?
There are surveys tend to vary with it more. You know, the Catholic Church commissioned a survey recently that people supporting abortion were a minority. I guess what I would sort of say is that you can sort of see a lot of. What you're seeing in the society is that you're seeing a lot of and especially with Latin America, you're seeing a lot of the protests from feminist groups, especially young women. That the church surveys show that younger people tended to be more supportive of abortion rights. And you see it with countries throughout Latin America where it's women are going out in the streets, they're protesting, they're demanding action on crimes such as feminicides, an end to harassment, and also more access to abortion. And part of the issue in a country like Mexico is that with criminalization, it tends to often be applied to poor women, and you get cases where women who miscarry are, you know, denounced and end up being prosecuted and put in prison.
Mm. And you mentioned only four states out of 32 in Mexico have decriminalized abortions. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, Mexico City in 2007, and then Oaxaca 2019, and then two more this year.
Okay. David Agron, a journalist in Mexico City, thank you very much for joining us today.
You're welcome.